and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The five-day search in Arkansas for a suspect in the killing of a couple hiking with their children has ended with an arrest.
In Arkansas, police say arrested and charged is 28-year-old Springdale resident James Andrew McGann in the killings of Clinton and Kristen Brink. Authorities say the couple had been hiking with their 7- and 9-year-old daughters on Saturday at Devil's Den State Park when they were attacked. The children were not hurt. Colonel Mike Hager, head of the Arkansas State Police.
We have a building full of criminal investigators from state police, local agencies, federal partners that are unshaven. They looked unkempt. They've not slept in days. They've barely taken time to eat.
McGann faces two counts of capital murder. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Those young girls are being cared for by family members. Hearings have begun on the mid-air collision at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people in January. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is covering the investigation into the crash of a passenger jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter.
Investigators are focused on potentially inaccurate altitude readings from the Black Hawk that in testing were found to be off by as much as 130 feet. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We are working diligently to make sure we know what occurred.
The National Transportation Safety Board is now in the midst of a three-day investigative hearing in Washington focused on answering investigators' lingering questions.
Ukraine says a Russian drone and missile attack on their capital, Kyiv, killed at least six people overnight, including a six-year-old boy, and injured 52. President Trump announced a tariff deal with South Korea. Alex Jensen reports from Seoul.
Tariffs on U.S. imports from South Korea have been lowered from 25 to 15%, with Seoul also agreeing to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on U.S. investments and energy products. An even larger sum could be announced when South Korean President Lee Jae-myung visits the White House to meet President Trump within 2 weeks.
In Danville, Virginia, 38-year-old City Councilman Lee Vogler was seriously injured yesterday by a man who stormed into the office where he's employed. Andrew Brooks is Vogler's boss.
An individual forced his way into our office carrying a 5-gallon bucket of gasoline and poured the gasoline on Lee. Lee attempted to flee, ran to the front of the building. The individual followed him and set him on fire.
Vogler was taken by medical helicopter to a burn unit in North Carolina. 29-year-old Shotzi Michael Buck Hayes was arrested at the scene on charges of attempted first-degree murder. Police say the dispute was not related to Vogel's city council duties. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly sunny today with a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a Civic Media All-Star Show as sports director Jimmy Cuska joins me to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach joins the show to talk comedy and movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you had a great day. And whatever got you here, thank you for being here. I hope we can help you ease into your night a little easier as we talk about some of the things we love to talk about in life. Conrad, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a little gelato before when I got in the studio. It's pretty good. You know, cappuccino flavor.
Ooh, the cappuccino's good. That they have a Dubai chocolate. Have you had that?
I did. I think they're out of it right now, but I did try it because yeah. I was interested, and that was good.
I went in there last night, and they were out of it, and now they said they're going to have it back, but they, like, crush pistachios or mm-hmm. something and put... Yeah. It's, like, the best... Well, I guess it's not ice cream. I mean...
It's more of, like, a... I don't know... It's salty with that chocolate.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's dynamite. What do you, is gelato like more creamy than custard or less?
I have no idea.
Come on, man. I thought you were a producer. It is good stuff though. And it's just a beautiful night in Wisconsin. It's like it finally feels like a normal summer day. It's like in the 70s, slightly muggy, probably. I don't think the air quality is that great, but who cares about that, right?
You know, it's at 170, no biggie.
Is it really at 170?
Last time I checked, it was at 170.
What is the danger zone?
That is unhealthy.
Okay.
Is what it says. And I was going across the bridge back home when I was at the gym before, and it just looked like there was a forest fire because of how muggy it
was. Yeah.
How, like, there was so much fog. And it wasn't fog, though.
And it's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
If they want us to not think of them as a suburb, they have to stop with the air. Come on, Canada. Get it together. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. Great show tonight. Fun guests. We got a jam-packed schedule here. We have three guests tonight, and we are talking movies, music, and mustard. How's that for a show? And how's that for some alliteration? We're going to talk at 6:35 with our pal Matt Miller. He's a Milwaukee film critic. Oh, God. It's one of those nights.
He's a credit.
He's a credit. I haven't talked much today. I got to work this out. I got to stretch out on the air. And that's never fun. I feel sorry for you, the listener. Matt is a Milwaukee film critic who will be here at 6:35. We're going to talk about, he saw Fantastic Four, so I'm curious as to what he had to say that. And I don't think we've talked to Matt since Superman came out. So we'll discuss that. And lots of fun stuff, as always, with one of our favorites, Matt Miller. And then in the second hour, Kim Moffey will be here. She is the social media coordinator for Appleton's Mile of Music. Have you ever gone to that?
No, I have not.
It's supposed to be just spectacular. I hear it's just a fantastic summer festival. It goes on for, you know how long the stretch of music is?
A mile?
It's like a mile. Kim will be here to talk about Mile of Music, and we'll get to know her a little bit. We've had some fun guests on from Appleton over the year and a half, and we're adding Kim to that list. We are excited to meet her and talk to her in the second hour. And then at 7:35, folks, it's movies, music, and, of course, mustard.
Now, I say this often. This might be the first time on radio, in radio history, someone has covered music, movies, and mustard in the same show. If people can challenge that, bring it, folks. Fight me.
It might have been done before. Who knows?
Maybe. I doubt it, though. Who's crazy enough to say, we're going to talk about music and movies, and then we need some kind of delicacy, some kind of condiment? We are going to welcome Barry Levinson, who is the curator of the National Mustard Museum in Middleton, Wisconsin. I had the pleasure to stroll into that museum Saturday after I had breakfast across the street, and I thought it looked so cool. And National Mustard Day is coming up, folks. It's August 2nd. I don't know how you're planning or preparing on how to celebrate, but I assume you're formulating a game plan, one of our favorite condiments. We're going to talk about that tonight at 7:35 with Barry Levinson, no relation to Barry Levinson. And we have a fun... Should we do the question? Let's do that. Here's our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is a vegetable or fruit you hated as a kid, but like now? What is a vegetable or fruit you hated as a kid, but like now? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream on X, Facebook, or YouTube, you can drop us a message in the stream chat, which is always fun, too. I'm going to start. I'm going to say avocado. I wouldn't say I hated it as a kid, but I wanted nothing to do with the avocado. I didn't like the texture or the consistency. I didn't think it had much taste. And now, every chance I get, I eat an avocado.
Avocado is so good.
Superfood. And yeah, it's tasty. A little salt or garlic, onion, whatever you like to put in your guacamole. Some people do tomato. I'm not really a tomato in my guac kind of guy. I usually just mash up the avocado. It's great.
I really like to use it on sandwiches, like with slices, yeah, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Avocado
so
toast.
Yes.
Dynamite. So let us know what you think, folks. I'll also say, now, some people are going to say avocado's a fruit.
Well, that's why it's vegetable or fruit.
Or fruit. So, Chris Casper, if you're listening, you don't have to. You don't have to enhance. Hey, was this posted on social media today? I don't see it.
Yes, it was.
What is going on with my Facebook? I think I need a new social media. Maybe I just need to change my name. You think that would help?
I don't know. What are you going to change it to?
I don't know, like Lone Wolf or something cool. Conrad says broccoli. So broccoli is yours.
I used to, you know, despise it.
Yeah.
But I really like it steamed with some salt on it.
Yeah.
Some black pepper.
Absolutely.
Or just with some, you know, Wisconsin cheddar over it, like the cheese sauce.
I can't do broccoli and cheese.
What about the soup?
No, thanks. I like broccoli with a little bit of olive oil and some garlic mixed in. Maybe some salt.
That's the only soup I can do is broccoli and cheddar.
That's the only soup you can eat is broccoli cheddar?
I hate soup.
Oh, my God. Who hates soup? That's tomorrow night's question. Why does Conrad hate soup? Are you sure you're American? What do you do on fall days? Don't you like a big pot of beef stew or Senate bean or something? Come on.
This is what I make a quesadilla, and I have some really hot sauce on it.
All right.
That heats me up.
I don't mean to kind of jump all over you there, but I think you kind of deserved it. Have you ever met anyone else that doesn't like soup like you? If you ever meet a girl who doesn't like soup, you should propose to her on the spot because that is a cosmic sign. I think that's hilarious. We got to have some fun with that.
I just don't like the water-based to it, or you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Chicken broth or whatever's in it. I just don't like how how soupy it is.
Well, that's interesting. I have to say, I'm kind of flabbergasted there. But I like all kinds of soup. I don't eat it enough. It's really healthy too, Conrad. I mean, you should learn to like soup, just like you learn to like broccoli or an avocado.
Well, those are, you know, pretty easy to cook up. Soup is like, if you have it in a can, I feel like that's That's some gross stuff.
Oh, well, that's all. That's not even really soup. It's just like chemicals. Yeah. Right? I mean,
the main, I hate a lot of canned stuff. Like canned tuna is the worst.
You hate canned. I knew that about you.
So canned soup also to me is, one time I went out to a bar with a friend I haven't seen in a while. And after it, we went to the gas station right in front of our house in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
We got some drunk snacks. He grabbed a can of like loaded potato soup and made it at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And I was like, all right, I got to go to bed. I can't watch you eat that or else I'm going to throw up.
But that should tell you how much people love soup.
I guess so.
I had, when I went to that steakhouse in Madison, the Tornado Club, with my son last Friday, Joe and I went there, and I always, like, I love a good clam chowder. Like, when it's done right, I can't eat many foods that have cream in it. It really grosses me out. But for whatever reason, I'm exempt from clam chowder. So I always like to try a place's clam chowder if I hear it's good, and I had it, and it was dynamite. It was outstanding. So you won't eat clam chowder. Do you like clams?
I haven't. I've had it a couple times. I don't go after it, but if it's, okay, you know, out for the table, I'll have a couple.
You'll eat the clams, but not if they're in the chowder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that loses you. Okay, fair enough. That will be. We are going to have, folks, tomorrow night on the show, we're going to have some type of soup-related question. I will think of something, because this is shocking news today that the kid Conrad Krieger does not like soup. A blanket statement, not like, I don't like, you know, French onion. You don't like soup.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the only one I can do is broccoli cheddar.
And that's like the grossest soup ever.
Just,
and that's
over,
the one you like.
It's overload on cheese.
Just take the broccoli out. I see that. I don't know why that's always grossed me out. It's tough for me.
I used to work at Cousins, and they have a really good broccoli cheddar, and I'd always get that with a sub for lunch.
Okay. What's your sub at Cousins?
Oh, I had so many. I'd make it my own concoction of sub. I'd do like a pepperoni melt, and then I'd add bacon to it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I add ham to it.
I used to do that at McDonald's, base. Too. I put like a quarter pounder on the grill, and I chop it up like it was kind of like a sloppy joe. It's no different, though. Like, we got off on a huge food tangent here. I had so much to discuss. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday, Lisa Kudrow. I told a group in Madison last weekend that when I go to Planet Fitness, I use the hydro massager, but I lay on my stomach. You should have seen the react, and I let it fester for a minute before I said, I'm kidding, but they all looked at me like I was the biggest pervert in the world. Like, can you imagine if you went into Planet Fitness or a gym and saw a guy laying on the hydro massager on his stomach? Call the authorities.
You gave me an idea, no.
Well, until you meet that girl that doesn't like soup, you might have to go in and use the hydro massager and lay on your tummy. All right. Our question of the night, folks, is what vegetable or fruit did you hate as a kid but like now? I said avocado. Conrad says broccoli, and he doesn't like soup. And I'm trying to get through the night. I'm going to muscle through the show, but I'm struggling with that one, I have to say. Let us know what your answer is, and we've got lots of fun tonight. Matt Miller's on the show. He'll be here at 6:35 to talk about the Fantastic Four and Superman. And he saw an animated version of Predator on Hulu.
Huh.
I was not aware of that. So we'll talk to Matt about that, too. And I think he finished The Pit, which is supposed to be a fantastic show. I don't really dig medical dramas, but I guess if it's done well enough, I could do it. And The Naked Gun comes out this weekend. That's going to be exciting. And it's getting like incredible reviews, like 92%.
Really?
For a comedy?
I wouldn't expect that, because the trailer is
stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen the trailer. I love Liam Neeson. I didn't want this to be bad. At least it doesn't sound like it's not bad. And I talked to someone at Flix Brewhouse, this girl Summer, who kind of does all the marketing. She says they have someone on staff there that has seen it already 3 times and loves it. Like, it's that funny.
Well, I got a movie to go to then.
So, yeah, me too. I'll definitely check it out. All right, we're coming right back, folks. Let's see. When we come back, we're going to talk about Lisa Kudrow. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Together, use a little more, and we'll
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting from beautiful downtown Madison on a gorgeous, little steamy, hot summer night. I don't want to brag, but I played a little bingo in college. Yeah, were you in the bingo team?
We didn't have one at UW-Milwaukee.
So stupid. I played a little bingo in college. What do you say to, like, I've had people come up to me and say, like, you know, back when I was in better shape, you know, because I'm a mountain of muscle, they'd say, hey, did you play? But I wasn't a huge guy. So they, hey, you look like you could have played a little D3 football in college. And I'd be like, yeah, thanks. But how do you do that? Like, how do you, bingo is just all luck. So, hey, you look like a lucky guy. Did you ever play bingo in college?
It's like saying you could play roulette. You look like you could play red. You look like you're lucky.
Play a little roulette. I had to today, I was on customer service. This drives me bananas. And I'm sure I've talked about this before on the show at some point, but if I hear one more time, we are experiencing longer than usual hold times. It's if every time I call that's played, that is the usual hold time. Hire some people and have better customer service. Don't give me that BS. We don't know what happened. We're never this busy. You are every time I call. And I end up holding for 17 minutes. It's ridiculous. Conrad, will you Google the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, sure.
Take a memo. Our question of the night, folks, is where does Up North start in Wisconsin? John and Gordy had good answers. John said just north of 94. And in Milwaukee, I think that's not correct. I think you have to go a little farther north than that. So I would say Wausau. Zomer said Highway 29. You said Green Bay when you were a kid, but you think that's not true now.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, would you consider any part of Door County up north?
Yeah, I would. I think north of... Really, I'll say north of Green Bay, really.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm only saying that because I live in that area kind of too, but I don't know. It's all relative, I guess, right?
I feel like... Because I just went there this past weekend, and when I was there, it kind of feels like it's up north, like... Because the towns aren't as big, but they're touristy, and then, you know.
Yeah.
I do like Egg Harbor, though. That's a great town.
Oh, I love Door County. All of Door County is gorgeous. Even on the lake side, I think the bay side is a little prettier, maybe a little more picturesque, but the Lake Michigan side has its own charm. Before we read these texts, we got to play catch-up here, because overnight, well, this actually came in yesterday from our pal Tony Zimmerman, yesterday, who texted. We either missed it or it was when we were off the air. And it was, what poster was on your wall, your bedroom wall, when you were growing up? Some people said Farrah Fawcett's. A lot of people said sports figures. Conrad had a sports shrine in his bedroom. I had Catherine Bach and Walter Payton. I had varied interests. Tony Zimmerman, Civic Media Zone, says, what do you mean was? Doesn't everybody still have a poster of Bob Dole on their bedroom wall? And not only did Tony have a picture of Bob Dole on his bedroom wall, he had young Bob Dole. Before everything started to sag. That's a great poster, Tony. I don't really think Tony has that up on his wall. And then we missed one overnight, Conrad. Where was that text? We got a text overnight because we were talking about a friend of mine who heard back. He put an offer in on this apartment. He said, would you take lower? He contacted the landlord to try to see if she would accept his bid. And she said something like, I can't talk. She said, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten back to you. I've been running poop. And overnight, we got a text from Caesar in Madison who thinks she meant I've been running. I'm pooped. That makes sense. Still a weird response. I don't think you ever put poo in a business text in any context, even if it's just part of a word. Funny that way. Thank you, Caesar, from the 608. Much appreciated. Our question tonight is, where does up north start in Wisconsin? And Cam from Appleton had a little fun with Photoshop and gave me a really tall forehead. And I think he means that, like, that's where up north starts, in my head. Cam, get another hobby, will you? Making me look
Your
bad,
head's
buddy.
Starting to look like a thumb there.
Looks huge. Chris Casper, he's in the 608. Our pal Casper says, Tomahawk. Yeah, that's definitely up north. Beautiful area. Vacation land. Marilyn from Columbus says, Portage has a sign that reads, where the north begins. You know, Gordy said that before the new, when they were on for Maggie, when I was a guest on their show. And I think those guys disagreed with that because Portage is only like, what, 20 minutes from Madison?
Yeah.
But you could argue that the Wisconsin Dells are north because a lot of people from the south go to the Wisconsin Dells, whether it's southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, whatever. The Dells just seems north because it's like vacation land. Thanks, Marilyn. Steve from Florida, Conrad's pop, says, I have always thought that once I get past Wausau, I'm passing the mark on my journey up to northern Wisconsin. Yeah, I agree. That's for me too, Steve. I think Wausau is a good equator, so to speak. Casper again says, get off my lawn, shakes fist in the air. Maybe Casper was texting kids that were actually on his lawn instead of yelling at them from the porch. What do you think of that one, Con?
I think he was talking about your complaint about.
About what?
About service. I can't think of the word.
Maybe he's really shaking his fist at me. There's some tension brewing between me and Casper. Remember the other night I said I think I could take him. I'd hit him fast and I'd hit him low, Conrad.
I don't.
Casper would not know what hit him.
I don't believe in you.
He can't sound engineer his way out of that one. all right, we'll read more of your texts throughout the course of the show. Where does up north start in Wisconsin? And Chris Casper, for the love of God, I hope you know I'm kidding. We're coming right back with Wisconsinology.com founder Frank Anderson. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
locally grown radio, WFHR. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
CBS News Brief. An Arkansas man is now under arrest in the killings of a married couple in front of their two young daughters last Saturday. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
For a family to have to go through and deal with that level of tragedy is something that no one should ever experience.
The NTSB is holding hearings on the deadly mid-air collision of a passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. last January. Chair Jennifer Homendy.
It's always easy for people to focus on there was a pilot error here. We don't know. We're going to look. But it's possible there was zero pilot error here.
The Federal Reserve did not lower interest rates. As correspondent Nancy Cortez reports, consumers are watching their wallets.
In a new CBS News poll, 51% of Americans say they plan to pull back on optional purchases in the next few months. Only 8% plan to buy more.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads. On Saturday, they're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it. You know, walking people, that's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny today with a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Unfortunately, most all of us know someone who's been touched by cancer. On our next show, we'll be at WRCE in Richland Center to talk Walk with Grace, a great benefit for those who are suffering.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete Schwabba, great to have you with me on this gorgeous Wednesday night, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay on a gorgeous Wisconsin summer night. Matt Miller will be with us in just a minute. Our question of the night is, what is a fruit or vegetable you hated as a kid, but that you like now? We've had some great answers, and we were in the middle of a quick conversation with Ali. Is she still on the line, Conrad? Let's have Ali finish her phone call. Hey there.
Hi, I'm still here.
All right.
Well, the story is actually about one of my grandsons. When he was little, we always had guacamole with tacos and stuff, and I always tried to get him to try just a little bit, a little taste.
Sure.
And time after time, he refused. And so I just started putting a little dab on his plate. And then a couple of months later, his mom asked him what treat he wanted her to buy for his birthday at school, school treat. And he said guacamole. And here, so she posted that, and the Holy Guacamole Company sent them to the school, all sorts of things, holy guacamole, coolers, T-shirt, all sorts of things.
That is
for
great.
His birthday. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Oh,
and he loves guacamole to this day.
That's a great story. Ali, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
All right.
Ali from the Northwoods. Guacamole can be a vegetable or fruit if you think. Like I said, I just make it with avocado pretty much. Sometimes I'll put garlic in or red onion. Little salt or lime. It's still a vegetable. You don't add a bunch of junk.
Onions.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Sure.
That's what I like in mine.
I love it all. We have our next guest, folks. He joins us frequently here on Nightlight to talk movies and TV and cool things in Wisconsin. And he joins us now over the stream, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How are we doing?
Good. Now, what is going on? You have a pet? Is everything okay?
Everything's going well. We got a new puppy, cute little Sheltie named Hot Dish, because my wife is from Minnesota, you know if you know. And we're teaching her how to be a good dog, a good puppy. So unfortunately, that means that at 7:30 tonight, I have to drop her off at puppy school, where will learn how to be a good puppy. But in the meantime, I get to talk movies with you.
Yeah. So you have a heart out at 7, though, right? Not 7:30.
Not 7:30. Yeah, 7. Not 7:30. It's about a half hour away, the place.
All right. So. I think puppy school sounds great, and I wish you luck with that, my friend.
Thank you. She's a very good little puppy. We just want to make sure she grows up into a good teen dog and a good adult dog, too, you know?
All right. Matt, did you have a vegetable you hated as a kid that you like now?
Most of them. Honestly,
really?
I was a classic picky eater as a kid. I think broccoli, I was the weird kid who liked the vegetables other kids didn't like. Like, I liked broccoli. I liked asparagus. I liked Brussels sprouts. Yeah. I don't know if there's one that I've come around to, honestly, because I came around to a lot of the hard ones.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I was a kid, I didn't love vegetables, but I don't know that we had the olive oil salt option either when we were kids. I just remember butter or just steamed or whatever, like no frill, you know, but now it's just a whole different world. Hey, I had last week, Matt, I thought of you because one of my questions of the night for last week when I was in Madison, it was Woody Harrelson's birthday. And it was, what is your favorite Woody Harrelson role or show? And I thought, what would Matt Miller say to this question?
Ooh, that's a very good question, actually. I mean, he's incredible on True Detective. I know Matt McConaughey gets a lot of credit for that. But I think if Woody Harrelson doesn't balance him out on the comedy side of things and lighten things up, that show is True Detective Season 2.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think you desperately need Woody Harrelson to kind of – levity is the wrong word for that show, but just to bring a different energy to what everything else that very serious show is doing. So I think he's great in that. He's very good in The Messenger. That was his big kind of recent Oscar play. He's rather good in that. A small independent movie from, I think, 2008,
I have not seen that. Okay.
Yeah, and nice. Then, I mean, he's so much fun in Zombieland. It's kind of an obvious answer, but I think he's just a hoot and a hollering in that.
He's great. And I think he's just one of those guys, people want him on their set. He's a good guy. He seems like he's easy to have around. He's likable. I agree with you on True Detective. I also added No Country for Old Men, even though he doesn't have a huge part. Really well done. I love how he goes from swagger to being in the presence of Chigurh and just kind of crumpling a little bit, you know.
You forget that he's in that movie, but yeah. You're right. He does. He fits so perfectly into that movie's world. And he's just an actor who, you know, he shows up and brings energy. He brings a weight to him. He's just, you know, one of those character actors that we just don't have enough of them in the pipeline where they show up and they have their own distinct energy.
That's a great
that can just
it.
Immediately make you trust the movie you're watching.
Yes, that's very well said.
You know what else? He's really good in the Hunger Games movies.
Oh, yeah. Some people mentioned that, too, which I also forgot he was in that. He's like, the guy's done so many movies. You do forget some of the films he's been in.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, all but one of those Hunger Games movies is good. Like pretty much every Hunger Games movie, those middle ones are really strong. We'd remember that franchise a lot better if the final one, the Catching Fire Part 2, wasn't such a kind of like damp squib to end the franchise on. I know they have the new one, the prequel, a few years ago, but that's kind of its own beast.
Yeah. I don't think we've spoken since, I think the last big summer film that came out after we spoke was Superman.
Yeah, we did. The last one I think we got to talk about was Jurassic World.
Yes. Let's start with Superman. Thoughts?
I really liked it. I think it's really good. I have some issues with it. I think it does a lot of telling, not showing in the beginning of the movie. And I think that's part of the problem when you're on your fourth reboot of a character right. that you get afraid of doing the foundational stuff because you're like, oh, people already know backstory. We want to get right into it. But the problem is you kind of miss the emotional foundation that would make the end of that movie really hit and some of the emotions really hit. But I think James Gunn is an incredible writer. I think I love what he does with these characters. I think he manages to make the stuff that I was fearing about the movie work, the Justice Gang stuff. I was really expecting the movie to feel bloated and kind of overburdened with setting up other heroes. But I think he does a really good job of weaving them into the story and weaving them into the world without it feeling cynical. He kind of pulls off the same move with Crypto, which, you know, should feel like a cheap, cutesy, this is for the kids element. But instead, it's really funny. It's very charming. And I like the Superman. After a decade of grumpy Superman, of emo Superman, right. feeling so aggrieved he has to help the world, it's really nice to see a Superman who saves a squirrel in the middle of an action sequence, who does things because he wants to help people, and that is his drive. I think David Corn-Sweat's really terrific. I think the whole cast is really terrific. And I think the greatest compliment I can give the Superman movie is that it makes me want to see another Superman movie. I want to see more of the Superman. And that's if you're Warner Brothers, that has to be the best thing in the world, that you're going to make a sequel with characters I want to see, as opposed to we're making a sequel because the studio insists that we make a sequel. And that's when you get a good franchise, when people want to see the next chapter, not feel like they have to see the next chapter.
Yeah, that's great. It's interesting, too, because I'm a story guy over effects any day of the week. But I will say the CGI, it was there in Jurassic Park and with Superman when he flies in this. You feel it in your bones. I mean, it's just like it's really there. The CGI has gotten so much better in movies like this.
Yeah, it's got a really good energy to it. It's got a comic book zip to it. It feels like a comic book movie in the best way possible. It feels kind of unapologetically nerdy and weird, and there's weird creatures in it, and you're just like, yeah, of course I love that weird creature. Why would there not be? And like it's also classic James Gunn in that he brings in kind of weird horror elements to it, and he has such a love for like characters that for some odd reason like you would never have a love for, like the fact that Mr. Terrific, or I think I probably screwed up his name there. I think it's Mr. Terrific. I had no idea who this guy was. I don't even know who he is now. But the movie gives him such great sequences because James Gunn loves underdogs. He's loved them since Guardians. He's loved them since his earliest filmmaking days. And I think he brings that to...
Oh, we lost Matt's sound. Can you hear me, Matt? Maybe he muted his computer. There we go. Matt, are you back?
I am. Did I go?
Your voice cut out about 20 seconds ago, or 10 or 20
seconds. Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Okay. I'm sure that was there.
I was just saying, I think James Gunn does a great job of making things, weaving underdogs into his movies and making you care about characters you would have never cared about in any other movie.
I would have liked to have seen more of Wendell Pierce.
Yeah.
That was so weird. And I know that everybody says, well, they probably just had to cut stuff, obviously. But no, I agree with you. Superman was fun. Let's get to Fantastic Four. I have not seen Fantastic Four. Conrad saw it, but our guest, Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic here, did see it. And, what did you think of, the Fantastic Four, Matt?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it while I was watching it. It kind of has a similar Superman thing where it's really energetic. It kind of throws you into the story. I love I love that it's a Marvel movie that has texture to it, that has clearly real sets and real costumes and, you know, real humans in it. It's nice to see in Marvel. They kind of got lost in the CGI goop looking at you, Ant-Man 3. But it feels too controlled. It feels too on rails. I want that movie to have a little bit more air and life in it. And it's just, it feels... You watch the movie and you're kind of thrilled and you're having fun, but it feels like a movie. It feels like storytelling. And you kind of just want a little bit more time to like let, oh, that's a really interesting idea. Let's sit on that idea for a little bit. Oh, this is a really like cool moment right now. I'd love to sit in this moment. And the movie is just constantly kind of being like, no, we have to tell our story. No, we have to do stuff. I've liked it less since I've been away from it, but I enjoyed it. It's an enjoyable summer blockbuster. It's the first and only good Fantastic Four movie, unless you include The Incredibles, which is the best Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, wow. Matt, before we have to do, well, we've got about a minute and a half before a break, but Eddington and I Know What You Did Last Summer, you saw both of those. I heard from a couple jaded people they didn't like Eddington, and then I've heard it's incredible. So where do you stand on Eddington with Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, I am with the jaded people. This is the big divisive movie of the summer, Ari Aster's 2020 satire. I think that satires should consider being funny at some point. And I never found Eddington ever really funny. I didn't find the jokes. I didn't get on the wavelength of Ari Aster's sense of humor in that movie. And I think he's trying to say stuff about people getting lost to conspiracies and insanity. And then the third act of that movie kind of botches that idea in very strange ways. There are people who are coming to love it. I think this is going to be the most divisive movie of the summer. I'm on the side of I just don't think it works for me. And the characters are not even half sketched. I mean, Emma Stone and Austin Butler are in the movie for maybe a combined 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And neither of them have a character really to play. It just doesn't really have the focus that you need. And if I'm going to sit around in 2020 for 2.5 hours again, I want to get more out of it than just like, man, crazy times. Am I right? That's like, yeah, funny. We all know that. Come, I need a little bit more than that.
All right. We're coming right back. We have a few more minutes left with Matt Miller. We're going to talk to Matt about I Know What You Did Last Summer. And he's going to give us a preview of what's still to come this summer. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can dance and
see
it
in the basement. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin as we broadcast statewide here and talk about the things in life we love, movies and TV, comedy, music, you name it. Tonight we're talking mustard and music and movies. At 7:30, Barry Levinson, the curator of the Mustard Museum, National Mustard Museum in Madison, will be here, and we're talking Mile of Music with Kim Mothy at 7:05. Right now we've got some more movie talk with our current guest and one of our Nightlight besties, Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic. Matt, so what did you think? I feel like I know what you're going to say, but like, I know what you did last summer is not getting a ton of great press. What did you think of it?
It's not getting great press because it's not a great movie. I did not enjoy very much. I think it's really generic and really kind of, for a serial killer slasher movie, not a single memorable kill or scare, which is kind of, you know, the ultimate doom for a movie like this. And it's just really punchless. I think there's a really fun I Know What You Did Last Summer movie to be made. I don't know if you've ever seen the horror movie Unfriended, but like, I want a version of this idea, you know, of kids accidentally kill a guy and cover it up, and a year later somebody's trying to get revenge. That movie should be so much fun and mean, punishing these kids, you know, and the movie is kind of like, they don't even kill the guy in the movie. They don't even like actually end up doing the murder. So it's kind of a biteless, punchless horror movie. Yeah, you can skip that one.
And listen, we've all accidentally killed a guy. Make it believable. Just, Matt, what is coming up that you still want to see? I know Naked Gun opens this weekend, The Bad Guys 2. Both reviewing very well. I love that there's a comedy coming back to the big screen. I don't know that it gets there without the Naked Gun franchise behind it, but great that it's reviewing incredibly well. I've heard good things. What have you heard, and what else can we look forward to this summer?
I've also heard really great things about the Naked Gun, and I don't think it's just because we're so thirsty for a new comedy that we'll just take anything. I've heard that it has that classic Zazz airplane Naked Gun style of like every joke we thought of, it's in the movie, you know? And I think the guys behind it, they're the Lonely Island guys. It's Akiva Schaffer, who did MacGruber, who did Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. They love the stuff that they do. They love the stuff that they're riffing off of. And they're really good at just constantly throwing gags at the audience. So I'm really looking forward to Naked Gun. I can't wait to see it this weekend. And I know August has this reputation of being like the other summer month where like no big blockbusters come out. But there's a ton of really interesting stuff coming out this upcoming month from huge names. So next weekend, you've got Freakier Friday and Weapons, which I'm very excited for Weapons. That's the new horror movie from the guy who did Barbarian, the Airbnb horror movie. Yeah, I've heard great stuff about Weapons. That's another really buzzy movie. I think it might be a quiet hit here at the end of the month. And then you've got a new Spike Lee movie coming out next month, Highest to Lowest with Denzel Washington. That sounds awesome. You've got a new movie from one of the Coen brothers, Honey Don't, a kind of, you know, dark comedy, Western kind of, you know, detective mystery. That seems really, I mean, I will see another Coen movie. Sure. And you have a new movie from Darren Aronofsky at the end of the month, Caught Stealing with Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. So you've got all these really cool directors making really interesting stuff. I hope people, you know, we've had a kind of slow July because it's been a lot of franchises, a lot of, you know, reboots and stuff of that nature. August is where if you are looking for original stuff from great filmmakers, there's so much really interesting stuff coming out.
That's really good to know. And I just looked up Weapons. I kind of forgot about that. Josh Brolin, Julia Garner, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't confuse it, folks, with the 2007 Weapon starring Nick Cannon and Paul Dano, which got a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's big swing there.
Definitely make sure you get to the right one. But yeah, I've heard great things about Weapons. It's the kind of movie, honestly, that I saw the first trailer for it, and I was like, I don't need to see any more. I'm sold. I don't want to see any more previews. So when like a trailer starts before a movie, I like walk out of the theater. I'm like, I don't need to see anything else. I'm all set. I'm all good. But I've heard really good stuff about Weapons. And again, you know, new Spike Lee, a new Coen brother movie. You know, a new remake of The War of the Roses is coming out with Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman, who I don't love the director of that movie, Jay Roach. He's not my favorite director, but I mean, it's Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman. That's a great cast. And that's another comedy. There's a lot of comedies coming out here at the end of the summer. Hopefully, if one of them hits, we could get comedies in other months of the year, too. Wouldn't what a fun concept something. That would be.
Yeah. We have about a minute left, Matt. Have you seen Together or have you heard that? That's another one reviewing off the charts.
Yeah. And that's another one that I've been avoiding the trailers for. A, because I had heard it give a decent amount away. But B, I don't want to be so. It looks really fun for those who don't know. That's Dave Franco and Alison Brie.
The less creepy Franco couple, brother.
the less canceled one a couple, and they are joining together. Take that as literally as you want to. I've heard great stuff. It looks like it's going to be a late summer kind of hit. The reviews are really good for it. I know it had a lot of buzz out of the earlier festivals this year. I'm really excited about it. We had a really slow July. The big movies were big, but the problem was there were no other movies. Only 6 movies came out in wide release,
crazy.
This past month. That's not great. So it's kind of nice that August is like, let's try some different projects and maybe some stuff hits here. I have seen the early numbers. It looks like Naked Gun might do well at the box office, which gives me hope that maybe some more comedies will show up on the horizon. And the more variety you get in theaters, the more people you will get back into theaters.
Definitely. And I think don't underestimate the comedies, too. If they come back, I think they'll draw people to the theaters, too. Matt, take care of that doggy. Thank you so much, as always, for your time, buddy. And we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Hot Dish says hi. Thanks for having me, Pete.
Woof, woof. All right. That's Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic. Great stuff. All right, our question of the night, folks. What is a vegetable you hated as a kid that you like now? We'll read the text when we come back, and we'll recap the show in Act 2. That's coming up next after intermission. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, suspect arrested in the murders of a mother and father in an Arkansas state park.
Arkansas State Police Special Agents have arrested James Andrew McGann, 28, of Springdale. He's been charged with two counts of capital murder.
State Police Colonel Mike Hagar says officials believe he's the one who killed Clinton and Kristen Brink in front of their two young daughters on a walking trail in Devil's Den State Park. The little girls were not hurt. Their parents' bodies were found Saturday. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I want to be clear that if you commit a violent, senseless act here in our state, our law enforcement will hunt you down and bring you to justice.
No word on a possible motive. A Colorado dentist has been sentenced to life in prison. No possibility of parole after a jury convicted him of lacing his wife's smoothies with cyanide.